soldier Jenny, I'm off for the rolling sea. They've given me a golden guinea, which they say has enlisted me, and I'm off to fight for the army as a Lancashire Fusilier. Rolling my musket in my arms.
It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Irish Fest starts tonight, and for the next 3.5 days, Irish, Scottish, Canadian, American, and Iberian music will ring out on the stages at the Henry Meyer Festival Park. Every year, Irish Fest has a musical focus, and this year, the year of the just-completed wildly successful Commonwealth Games in Glasgow and the upcoming Vote for Independence on the 18th of September, it's Scotland. Over the next couple of days, we'll feature some Scottish performers in the studio, but this morning we'll start with a band whose members are all from Ireland, although none of them call it home now. The Alt is a new trio of three of the finest musicians working in the tradition today, flutist and singer Nuala Kennedy, guitarist and singer John Doyle, and multi-instrumentalist and singer Eamon O'Leary. Here they are with their arrangement of Going for a Soldier.
Long and dearly I have loved you, you must full well have known. If I never had faith disproved you, then I might.
The Alt in Lake Effect's performance studio, Going for a Soldier, John Doyle, Nuala Kennedy, and Eamon O'Leary. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you very much.
This is fantastic, and what a great tune to start us off with. Let's start with how you guys got together, because you all have solo careers and you've played with loads of other folks. When did the Alt come about, and why? Why did you decide that you wanted to do this trio?
Well, we all started to talk about it a couple of years ago, and the idea of creating a band of singers, because we felt kind of that the songs themselves were being left behind a little bit compared to the tunes. And we all love songs, traditional songs, quite a lot, you know, and we've spent our lives learning them. And so we figured to get together, and we were old friends, you know. I've known Eamon for 20-something years now, and Nuala for 10 or more even. And yeah. So we decided just to kind of get together and be pals and hang around and sing songs. And so that's how it started. And then it took another couple of years to actually do it. And so we finally got it together and got an album just getting to going, right?
Yeah, we're hoping it's going to arrive on Friday or Saturday.
Oh, so brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, brand spanking new.
I love the idea that you're focusing on the actual songs. They're such great, great songs in the traditions of both Ireland and Scotland.
There's an awful lot of life lessons in these songs, and, you know, and tunes are great, and we all love those too, you know, we spent many years doing that as well. But we just felt that songs were being left behind just a little bit, you know, and not as many young people are taking it up, so we just decided, like, we'd figure out when we're here and alive on this earth to kind of keep on going and kind of bringing forth these songs as much as we can, you know.
Well, Nuala, you sing on your other albums, you know, there's always been vocal in what you do, in addition to the flute and the whistle.
Yeah, I kind of started singing pretty early on, and then playing as well. So yeah, I've always loved songs, and the different, like, sometimes when we're singing them together in this group, I hear different like phrases and different words pop out at me at different times, you know, and I think, oh, that's such a great line. And there's a great line in Lovely Nancy there where Eamon's going to sing shortly, and just some really nice bits and pieces in the different songs that come out at different times. I don't know why that is here, but yeah, it's good.
It's kind of where you are when you sing the song, I would think. It's like emotionally what pops out.
Yeah, you know. And the combination of our voices, you know, that fascinates me. We spent a long time out in Sligo, where John's from, just kind of getting our harmonies together and trying different ideas. And we weren't going for kind of conventional really approach of how to work out the harmonies. We just tried to experiment and find what worked with our voices.
In Irish music, harmony isn't necessarily part of the tradition at all, so we wanted to try and kind of get that together as well.
So nobody is necessarily singing any particular part. It's just what works on the song.
Exactly, and just wherever our voices fall. I mean, and there are times where we listen back to recordings, like practice recordings, and there were times where I couldn't tell if it was John or if it was myself singing a certain part, you know what I mean? Because we'll sometimes cross, I'll start low, he'll start high, but then at some point in the song we'll cross over, which I'm sure some purists might tell you is not an advisable way to go about singing harmonies, but it just, that's the way it went.
Sometimes it was a Fort Worth voice in there, remember?
That's true. That's like, true. We were visited by a spirit at one point in our rehearsals in Sligo, where when we listened back to the tape, I'm telling you, there was a fourth voice. There was someone singing a fourth part on the tape, even though there were only three of us in the room. So you can make of that what you will.
Was it a higher or a lower voice?
It was a low. Oh. It was a very...
You should put that on the album.
I wonder if he made an appearance. Did he actually make it onto the album?
I don't know if he made it onto the album, but he's certainly not getting paid.
Well, let's get into the next song. And this is another traditional Lovely Nancy. And Eamon, where did you first hear this one?
Well, actually, funny you should ask the question like that, because I've never heard the song. It was a song that I found in a book in a great old collection called Sam Henry's Songs of the People. Sam Henry was a journalist in the north of Ireland. He wrote for a paper, and he would collect songs in the community and in surrounding areas. And every week he would publish a song or two in the paper, and they were all collected into this fantastic book. So I would often just leaf through that book. I mean, there are thousands of songs in the book. I would leaf through it and maybe play through the melodies or just read through the verses. And if something caught my eye, I'd explore it a bit further. And this is a song like that. I'd never actually heard anyone sing the song. Just found her in the book, kind of toyed with the melody a little bit, adapted it a small bit. And also sometimes, like, there's a whole process in putting together one of these songs where you'll adapt the verses too, lyrically. Like, you'll just take maybe swipe a verse from another song or whatever it is, you know. So this song I had never actually heard before we kind of started working on our arrangement. There's definitely a lot of kinship with other songs. There's a song called Johnny Lovely Johnny that shares some of the verses with this song. So, that's part of the joy of this process, is putting together a song that maybe you haven't heard before, or certainly hasn't been, you hope, overdone at the very least.
And this is the one that leads off the new album that you hope is arriving.
Exactly.
I'm just not exactly sure where in Milwaukee it's arriving. But
it will be here at some
point. We're told it's going to arrive at one of Milwaukee's finer hotels. We're just not sure if it'll be the Hilton or the Hyatt. So.
Well, hopefully it will find its way down to the fest grounds, because that's the important thing.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I hope so. I really hope so.
All right. Well, here is the Alt in Lake Effect's performance studio with Lovely Nancy.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, I fell in love with a young girl, Nancy was her name. Nancy was a young girl, never was fond of young men's delusions, false and flattering tongues. Going my Nancy to see, she said, tell me the reason that you cannot love me. Because there is a red rose in yon garden fair, and I would love you, Nancy, if she were not there. Never have I courted you, no, never in my life, that you should lay upon me the cause of any strife. Oh yes, you have courted me, and very well it's known, it was in my father's garden in the county of Tyrone. With my apron round us to keep us from the sun, it's there I told you, Johnny, you had my heart won. The next place we courted was in yon green wood, where the branches hung over the ground whereon we stood. If I ever courted you, it was only in jest. I never intended to make you my best. I never intended to make you my wife. Oh, Nancy, lovely Nancy, all the days of my life. very well my faults. Love is all that I can say. My only hope is that we both will be judged on one day. And on that day of judgment, rewarded you will be for the vows and false promises that you made unto me.
Tune. That was Lovely Nancy, the Alt in Lake Effects Performance Studio, lead sung by Eamon O'Leary on that one. And we also have Nuala Kennedy and John Doyle. Great, great song. I love the arrangement.
Thank you very much.
You know, I find it fascinating that the Irish and maybe the Scots song traditions didn't have harmonies. The Welsh did. That part singing, it's so close, and you'd think there would have been some bleed over, but there isn't.
Not that we know of,
yeah.
So far, anyway.
I think it really wasn't in Irish music in the church circuit. There wasn't really harmony singing. It was more like for the individual, yeah. One line melodies. So I guess like when you know like a lot of the old songs, the melodies are you know the melodies of the church songs are taken from older songs. So maybe you know change it. But plus we had a different history, kind of a history of oppression of the Catholic Church. So that might have had something to do with it too.
Where that just influenced what the music was allowed to sound like.
Because we didn't have churches as such for ages, and we had hedge schools and things. You didn't really have a singing tradition as such underneath a hedge.
And Nuala, you live in Edinburgh now, right?
Yeah.
Even though you're from Belfast?
Yeah, my parents are from Belfast, and I grew up in Dundalk, just over the border in the south there. And I moved to Edinburgh many years ago now, so I've spent just about half my life in Scotland and growing up in Ireland, the other half there. So, yeah.
And so looking at the two different song traditions, how similar are they and how different?
Oh, they're pretty similar. Like there's a lot of similarities, more than differences, I would say, between the music and song of Scotland and Ireland. You know, a lot of it originates in similar places. And in fact, in Dundalk, where I'm from, there's old manuscripts there that have Scottish pipe tunes notated in them that you can clearly see are Scottish pipe tunes, and they're written down by, you know, priests in the area hundreds of years ago. And so there was a lot of back and forward between the Western Isles of Scotland and the east coast of Ireland in that area, you know, just a huge amount of back and forward and marriages happening between the two peoples and trade. I feel very at home in Scotland. It's kind of, to me, it's a Celtic land, Celtic nation like Ireland, and people appreciate the music. And Edinburgh is full of musicians and great tunes. So kind of that's what attracted me to it and what's kept me there so far.
Well, now that you have this group going, what does it mean in terms of rehearsals? Do you have to plan around all of the touring and other things to actually get together? Are you doing this via Skype or how is this working?
Well, we're all fairly spread out. John and I both live in the United States. And so we're all over the place. So what we did when we were rehearsing for the record is we all met in Sligo, where John was living at the time. And we met there a couple of different times and rehearsed there. Then we've also met and rehearsed down in North Carolina, where John lives at present. Yeah, just between tours, whenever there's an opening in the calendar, we've gotten together to rehearse for the record. And assume that'll be the way going forward.
We usually ring the mystery fort singer.
Yeah.
he's the hardest
he's
one
our
to
point
pin
man.
Down.
Yeah, right. Is he reliable? Does he always show up?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely
yeah.
not. No.
He thought of the name De Alt, you know. That was his idea. I think he's a Sligo guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the name, because you said that is from Sligo originally.
It is. It's the Alt is an area very close to Knocknarea. If anyone knows Knocknarea, there it's Queen Maeve's burial ground was on the top of it, which is this very ancient cairn that's on the very scenic, beautiful area. Queen Maeve was meant to be buried there, but standing up with her sword and spear in one hand, facing her enemies, and just underneath it, there's a kind of like a enclave called the Alt, and I always just loved that name.
Well, I want to thank you for taking time out of the teaching schedule to come over and record for us a little bit. And what are you going to sing us out with?
Well, this is a song called One Morning in May. It's the song on the record. I wanted to contribute something that, for me, was associated with Dundalk, where I'm from. And this song was sung by the late, great Eithne Ní Hualachán, who was a wonderful singer and flute player that I knew as a teenager. And I heard her singing this when I was in my late teens, and I never forgot the song. It's such a beautiful melody and just a lovely sentiment in it too. So we put it on the record, and it's another one where normally it's sung unaccompanied, but we've done an alt arrangement of it, and John's singing some harmonies on it, and hope that you like it.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having
us.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks.
The Alt is Nuala Kennedy, vocals, flutes, and whistles, John Doyle, vocals and guitar, and Eamon O'Leary, vocals, bouzouki, and guitar. All three songs they sang for us, Going for a Soldier, Lovely Nancy, and this one, One Morning in May, are on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. You can find a link to their performance times at Irish Fest there as well. We'll take one last break, and then we'll talk about Celtic music of a different sort. Baritone Benjamin Luxon and folk singer Bert Biscoe join us next to talk about the music, poetry, and stories of their native Cornwall. That's coming up next on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
Morning,